Yeah, so far it's been going good. You know, we've kind of got off to a little bit of a maybe a later start than maybe we anticipated on the soybean side of it. We've kind of had a kind of a herky-jerky harvest, it seems like, as we got going in middle of September. You know, a lot of guys, we get going for a day or two and then kind of get to their next maturity bean and they'd be kind of green or too wet. And then we'd have to take a couple days off and then we get going. And it was kind of a broken record that was something we kept hitting. And then it does seem like as we got towards the end of September, we did get a pretty good frost there that started to balance things out and the stems kind of got a little less green and it kind of balanced out where now we're kind of coming down the home stretch of the soybean harvest. I think this week we'll pretty much put a wrap on a majority of the beans. There may still be a straggler here and there, but I would say by week's end, I anticipate the soybean harvest will probably be 95% as we wrap up. And from a yield standpoint, I would say we were maybe concerned about the soybean crop kind of all year. And I remember as we talked this spring, you know, it was a unique spring if you think back. You know, we didn't get planted as early as what we've been used to the last couple of years. But, you know, the corn really got going, shot out of the ground quick. And the beans just kind of were slow to start. And we had a lot of challenges with, you know, final stand counts. We had a little bit of stuff that wasn't good enough. We supplemented some stand. And they just, the whole month of June, they just kind of drug behind the corn crop. And then, you know, we always say in the business, August kind of determines your bean crop, and they really took off in mid-July. We had a lot of moisture in August across, especially the extreme southeast corner of Minnesota. And bean yields have been, I think, extremely good, probably better than maybe I anticipated based on the growing season. I know just looking at plot data, it's kind of a unique gauge where I do a replicated plot set. I've done it every year since like 2014, and we're right on pace to have the highest replicated plot set average. We're right, like, tied for the best ever. So it's definitely, I think, when it's all said and done, going to be a great bean crop as a whole, but kind of it's exciting. A crop that I wasn't quite sure if we could kind of maintain last year's pace, which last year's bean crop was tremendous. And I think when this one's said and done, it's not going to be much different than a year ago. It may vary operation to operation, but it's going to be a very similar performing bean crop as a whole.